you're ready to take your leadership to the next level, you're in the right place. This is the Think on Purpose podcast, and I'm your host, Jen Fry. Let's dive in. So if you're a leader, just imagine yourself sitting at your weekly team meeting, and one of your amazing team members has just given you an update followed by an idea or a suggestion for a project. What is your immediate response in that moment? My guess is, if you're like most of us, you're thinking to yourself, we don't have the budget, we don't have the time, this won't work. And so you say no and move on to the next person. This week, I want to challenge you to recognize that this could actually be an amazing moment to practice saying yes. So if you're a leader and you're ready to change your team, you're ready to change your dynamics by using the simple word yes, you're in the right place. Welcome back, everyone. So as you can probably guess, today we are talking about saying yes. And I want to help us cultivate this word in our vocabulary because I feel like there is so much emphasis on saying no. I actually even did a podcast on it. Go back and check out episode 16. It's an amazing chat with my great friend, fellow coach, Lisa Schwaller. And she really emphasizes the idea that saying no can be both powerful and fun. And I totally agree with that. And there's also a ton of power in being able to say yes. And I think yes can also be powerful and fun. So that's what I want to talk about today, is offering this alternate perspective. Because what I see so often in myself and in my clients is that saying no is actually just a habit. And like all habits, I really think it's useful to examine them and question, is this a habit that is still serving me, my team, my organization? And I would offer even my family. And the reason I say that is because how we do one thing is how we do everything. So how we're showing up at work is probably also bleeding into how we show up in our families. So for example, I have noticed that when I'm worn down, I'm tired, maybe I'm feeling extra stressed, I am much more likely to say no. And that is both at work. And I noticed that when I was in an employed role as an entrepreneur, if someone gives me a suggestion, maybe it's a coworker, or maybe it's someone that I've hired, a contractor, and they give me an idea for maybe a new website or a podcast. And I'm like, no. I notice it at home too with my kids. My kids want to do something, they ask for permission or a ride, and immediately I'm like, oh, nope. But I can't actually support my no's with any actual logic or reasoning. And so that is my cue that I need to take a step back, take a breath, and really recognize what's going on for me and do I really want to say no? So I've learned this idea of cultivating a yes, replacing my no, and doing this by taking a deep breath and just stopping, because the no had become so habitual, especially in times of extra stress or fatigue. So I think we can even take it one step further and not just consider a maybe or consider a yes, but let's think about why. Why would we want to say yes? So I want to give you three specific reasons on this episode of why I think it's important to say yes. So here's the first one. And again, think about your situations at work, at home. Where do you catch yourself saying no? And could any of these reasons apply in those situations? Okay, so number one, it helps us to be more thoughtful, more of a thought leader, more of a person with unique and interesting ideas. It's so easy to dismiss or say no to an idea. And I think oftentimes we even say no with good intention because we're I'm prioritizing, or we don't have time for this, or this isn't the thing right now. And so we have to shift into what is important. So it makes sense that that's our first reaction. But I want to offer the idea that the learning that can come from saying yes and asking a few questions is really, really powerful, because it helps our team members understand our thinking. And it helps us to have a reason behind why we're saying no. So, I love questions. So here's a few things we can offer when a team member brings us an idea. we can slow down the no, take that breath, and be thinking, what would need to happen in order for this to be successful? Because sometimes when we talk things out, the person who had the idea might start to see, oh, this actually isn't the right time. It doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It doesn't mean it won't work ever. It just means the things we have to do in order to be successful just aren't in alignment with where we are right now. We can also really question that no by asking, where could this work and why would it make sense? Because sometimes we get so focused on our process and our way of doing things that we miss the brilliance of other people. Where could this work? Why would it make sense? And offering these questions doesn't mean that you're committing to the idea. It doesn't even mean that you agree with the idea. It's simply opening up a conversation so that we can develop our team members into better thought leaders and that we can also understand the logic behind the no. Because sometimes there's actually really good reasons. Sometimes we might change our minds. So when we're willing to consider other people's ideas and we're willing to consider making a pivot, it can really open up something brand new. So I was trying to think of an example. And probably when I'm thinking about my own business as a coach, when I'm either giving suggestions or I'm receiving suggestions, I notice so often we have to really slow ourselves down from saying that immediate no. And if I can ask that question, like, okay, if I want to, let's say, do a new workshop and I get invited to do something and I'm like, I don't think I have time, I can slow it down and ask, well, why would this make sense? How might this be possible? What do I need to do in order to make this work? And then it forces me to get out my calendar. It forces me to look at the timeline. It forces me to consider more carefully how I actually really want to respond. And I think that's a big piece of it, is we're changing a habitual no into an intentional response. Number two, it encourages creativity. It's so easy to walk around saying no, but when that is, again, our reaction, we miss the opportunity to get creative and we miss the opportunity for connection. So one of the things that I did when I was in an employed role is I had big flip chart paper with post-it notes full of ideas. So if we were in a team meeting or we were doing some brainstorming, I would have each person get a stack of post-it notes in front of them and we would write one idea per post-it note. This allowed me to notice where were the trends, what were multiple people thinking about, and we could kind of layer those post-it notes, stack them up on each other. So we would capture one idea without having a million duplicates. Then I could take those ideas, I could put the post-it notes on the flip chart, and about once a quarter, I would gather with my senior leaders, we'd pull out those flip charts and we would ask ourselves, is this the right timing? Do we want to move forward? Are any of these projects irrelevant at this point? Are any of these ideas, like, we've either done them or they no longer fit or there has been some sort of external change? We could pull those post-its off the flip chart and then focus on new ideas. So we always had this sort of work in progress. Sometimes people use a whiteboard. I just used my flip chart paper. But can you have a parking lot for ideas? And I really like this because, number one, it helps your team to know that you're taking their ideas seriously. When we're constantly shut down from ideas, when we're in meetings and the boss is like, no, can't do it. When we're sending emails with ideas or suggestions and the leaders are like, nope, it's not the right time. It just gets kind of unmotivating to want to keep coming up with new ideas. And then the leader is like, I don't know why my team isn't more creative. Well, of course we know why, because we've been squashing that creativity. So consider, how can you show your team that you want their ideas, that you encourage their creativity? Is it a parking lot somewhere? Is it something virtual? You could for sure do this in a more high-tech way than my flip chart paper. But we really want to know, we want to help our team to know that we're not discounting their ideas. And then when we get stuck on a problem, we have this like amazing resource of amazing brilliance that we can just go in and see, are any of these ideas helpful in this situation? So we can encourage that creativity and we can create a parking lot or a library of ideas it just keeps building. Doesn't mean that we're going to do all of them. It just means that we have a starting point, which I have found to be super helpful. Okay. And then the third one is empowerment. And this, they all kind of blend together, right? But when we empower our teams to say their, to give us their ideas, again, it changes the culture. It changes how we interact with each other. A couple of years ago, I took an improv comedy class. And if you've ever either gone to a comedy show or you've taken an improv comedy class like me, you know that one of the first things that they teach is the concept of yes and. And the idea of yes and basically means that when two or more people are up on stage and we're going back and forth, if one person offers an idea, it's the responsibility of the receiver of the idea to say yes and then add on to build onto the story. So for example, if I'm up on stage, I'm a player and I say, hey, let's go play basketball. And the person I'm on stage with goes, well, I thought we were going to do baseball. It just creates this really weird dynamic and there's nowhere to go. The scene kind of glitches and stops. Now think about, where do we glitch in our meetings? Where do we glitch in those conversations with our team members where they give an idea and we're like, I don't think that's going to work. If we can switch it to a yes, and we can accept their idea, the yes is about receiving. It's about accepting the idea, and builds upon it. When we offer the and, we can offer a new idea. We can expand upon it. We can ask a question. Yes, and where could this work? Yes, and what would need to happen in order for this to be successful? Yes, and I think that goes along with project XYZ. What I love about the yes and rule is that it requires presence, it requires listening, and it requires expansion on someone else's idea. Again, we're not talking about agreement. We're not talking about execution, but we are talking about creating an environment where people are empowered to give us their ideas. Because so often as leaders, the truth is we do not have the experience. We don't have that frontline perspective that our teams do. So if we can open ourselves up and listen to their ideas, we can gain so much from it. And when we grow as a leader, everyone benefits from that. So a quick summary. One, when we say yes, we become more thoughtful leaders and we encourage our teams to develop their own thought leadership. Number two, it encourages creativity. When we say no as a default, it really hinders that opportunity for not just creativity, but also connection. And you can consider creating some kind of a parking lot so that you can gather those ideas and help ensure that your team knows you want them. They are important to you. And the third one is it creates that empowerment. If we consider that improv yes and rule, then we can really use that mindset of yes to create not just more interesting and collaborative, quote unquote, scenes on stage, but more interesting and collaborative meetings, more interesting and collaborative conversations versus when we just shut it down with a no. So saying yes, it's not about definitely moving forward. It doesn't mean for sure we're doing this. It does mean I respect you. I value you. I want your opinion. And so I want to listen. I want to understand more about what you're saying. So I want to consider, or I want to invite you to consider, where in your life can you catch the urge to say no and replace it with a yes so that you can transform your family, your workplace, your team into a place where transformation is really possible, where people feel like they want to give you their ideas because they know you want to hear them. I would love to hear what works for you. Send me a message on Instagram or find me on my website. You can send me a message there as well. But remember, I'm cheering you on. Have a great week. Hey, don't forget to like and follow me on Instagram at jen.fry.coaching, where we share more tips, more personal stories, and continue our journey to think on purpose. And if you like today's episode, click those three dots and share it with a friend.